For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Protests against Brett Kavanaugh did not just take place throughout Washington. There was also one in Boston on Friday night.
He was partisan, reactive in a horrifying manner, had an agenda on his own. That person should not hold a position of that power over other people.
This as the full Senate vote to possibly confirm him to the High Court will take place sometime this afternoon. While acknowledging that Christine Blasey Ford's testimony was sincere, painful, and compelling, and that the accuser is a sex assault survivor, Republican Susan Collins added, "I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court. Democrats and constituents in Maine are already promising to vote her out of office." You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The latest unemployment figures look good. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Employers added just 134,000 jobs last month, the fewest in a year, but the unemployment rate dropped to 3.7%, the lowest since December of 1969. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow.
Wage rates are rising. I think we're going to be surprised at how many people return to the labor force.
Kudlow also says the economy is not going through a one-time sugar high.
I may be wrong. If I am, I'll eat crow. I just think it's going to go on for quite some time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's like a creepy horror movie, a mosquito plague in South Carolina. Billions of large aggressive mosquitoes are another legacy of Hurricane Florence's flooding in the Carolinas. Many wonder why more cities haven't started spraying to reduce the mosquito plague.
This is the worst of mosquitoes I've ever seen.
There should have been something in place where we've already had this taken care of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Former President Barack Obama has yet to endorse insurgent Democratic Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke, and O'Rourke is fine with that. In fact, his team hasn't even asked for one, according to a report. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is challenging Republican Senator Ted Cruz, and former President Obama has endorsed 11 candidates in Texas. O'Rourke is not one of them. Reports are O'Rourke was not fazed, though, by the snub, saying, quote, "I don't think we're interested anyway." In 2012, Obama and former President Bill Clinton both endorsed his opponent for Congress, but O'Rourke won anyway. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 6.5 million pounds of beef products have been recalled due to an outbreak of salmonella. John Clemens has more.
The beef has establishment number EST267 inside the USDA mark of inspection. Health officials have confirmed 57 cases of the strain nationwide in 16 states. 14 people have been hospitalized, with most of their infections beginning to develop 12 to 72 hours after the product was consumed. CDC advises consumers and retailers not to eat, serve, or sell ground beef that was produced by JBS Tollison Incorporated. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.